The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah Chav Tes Amin Aleph that when Yontif of Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos or in the Beis HaMikdash, we are blowing shofar and not in the Medina. So we have a Machlokas Yerushalmi and Bavli on what is the reason why we don't blow shofar on Shabbos in the Medina. So according to the Yerushalmi, it's a Din Daraisa. We have Yom Trua is when Rosh Hashanah falls out during the week, and Zichron Trua when it falls out on Shabbos. We're only remembering the shofar, we're not blowing it, and therefore Minatori don't blow shofar on Shabbos. What are we blowing? The Mikdash, that's a special Gzera. Sakasev Yom Trua is near B'makom Karbanas, it's always a Yom Trua. So we always blow shofar in the Makom HaMikdash on Shabbos. And we don't blow in the Medina because there's no mitzvah. So according to the Bavli, it rejects it and says no. That in our Torah, you have a mitzvah, ben b'shabbos. You have a mitzvah, ben b'shabbos, ben b'chol, of blowing shofar. It's only a gzeira d'rava. It's only a rabbinic decree that we go ahead and we don't blow shofar. And why don't we make a rabbinic decree in the Beis HaMikdash? Ein shvus b'mikdash. So that's the machokes, the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. It seems to be a fundamental machokes, whether it's d'raisa or d'rabbanan. There's interesting Shibuei Haleket, who seems to want to learn that somewhere in between, that because the question is, according to the Bavli, what do we need Zichron Trua for? What do we need both Psukim? According to the Bavli, Yom Trua is telling me Minat Torah, you blow shofar even on Shabbos. So what is Zichron Trua coming to tell me? So we'll see Rav Salavechik as a whole shot, but the Shibuei Haleka wants to suggest that that's the Darshin and time of the Krah, that Rava learned it out from the Psukim. Why does the Gemara say Gzeira Shema, you might come to carry four Amos and Rishus Arabim? So the Shibuei Haleka wants to say, no, it's a Syag. Generally, most of the time, we have a rabbinic fence around the biblical law, but certain times we have a Syag Min HaTorah. He wants to suggest that the Zichron Trua was teaching me that we have to make a siag not to blow shofar on Shabbos in the Medina. So it's not a gzeira drabanan, but it's a gzeira min haTorah, like we find Rav Yosef Engel in the Lech Tov has a lot of examples. But one is the famous Ron in the beginning of Psachim about Bal Yira, Bal Yima, in addition to eating chametz, it's an issue to own it. So the Ron learns that Bal Yira, Bal Yimata is a siag ben haTorah. Ben haTorah, you can't own it, so therefore you don't come to eat it. Or perhaps another one is by Basa Vachola, or Sabasho Gedi Bachel of Imo, it's an Isser Bisho and Isser Achila. So some want to say, Bishol's this a siag for achila, but this is a deraisa on Bishol because it might lead to achila. Or some suggest that's why you have Tosefet Shabbos. God knows right away. God could wait, and he knows right away when to go from Cholon to Shabbos. That's why we need Tosefet Shabbos, because we need a siag ben haTorah. So generally speaking, the Gzeiras of Rabbanan, we make a siag. So over here we have the Yerushalmi. It's a Daraisa Chiluk. Zichron Trua is telling me on Shabbos we don't blow shofar. It's a special Gzeira Sarkasov while we blow in the Beis HaMikdash. The Bavli says, no, Minat Torah, you always blow shofar wherever you are. So why don't we? It's a Gzeira D'Rabbanan that we're afraid you're going to come to Chilul Shabbos. And the Shibuei Haleket wants to say, no, it's not a Gzeira D'Rabbanan, it's a Siag bin Atorah, what do we need Zichron Shrua for, according to the Bavli? So they want to suggest, Rashi's Darshina and time at the Kra, we're learning out from Zichron Shrua to teach me no shofar on Shabbos, and therefore Gzeira Shema, and therefore we don't want you to come and, because we don't want you to come and violate Shabbos. So those are, and we see, you know, it's difficult because it seems to be from the Gemara that seems to be, it's only Drabana and the Gzeira. But those are, that's Yerushalmi and Bavli, and that's what Yosef Engel will have to discuss next time, is what happens if someone goes ahead and blows shofar on Shabbos. You're not allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos. Whether according to the Yerushalmi or according to the Bavli. So what happens if someone blows shofar on Shabbos? How do we view, is there any Kiyam HaMitzvah?